Wait, silence.
先同心默祷。
Amen. Hallelujah, the name of Jesus Christ. Let's all rise up and sing Him 288.
我们一起唱诗，站起来唱诗288首。
288
首。
Before we study a special topic, let's all kneel down and pray and ask God to guide us.
我们在要进行我们的讨论之前，我们跪下来同心祷告。
Let's all kneel down and pray together.
同心祷告。
Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus Christ, we commence the first special topic this afternoon.
奉主圣名开始我们今天下午第一堂的专题讨论。
So this afternoon topic is evangelical experience in True Jesus Church based on the Book of Acts.
今天下午我们的题目是真耶稣教会宣道的策划。宣道经验《使徒行传》，看真耶稣教会的宣道经验。
So let's turn the book of Acts chapter 1 verse 15.
我们看《使徒行传》第一章第十五节。
Acts chapter 1 verse 15.
使徒行传一章十五节。
And in those days, Peter stood up in the midst of the disciples. Altogether, the number of them was about 120. Can you read that? Chapter 1 verse 15.
第一章第十五节。那时有许多人聚会，约有120名。彼得就在弟兄中间站起来。
And let's go to Acts chapter 28.
看《使徒行传》二十八章。
Acts chapter 28.
使徒行传二十八章。
Starting from verse 28.
二十八节。
Therefore, let it be known to you that the salvation of God has been sent to the Gentile.And they were here, verse 29.
29节
And when they had said these words, the Jews departed and a great dispute among themselves, verse 30.
第三十节
Then Paul dwelt two whole years in his own rented house and received all who came to him. So we can see in the book of Acts, from the beginning, there's about 120 disciples pray together in upper room.
我们看到使徒教会的开始有120个人在房间这个楼房上。
And during that time, God worked with them mightily.
在那个时候，神跟他们一起同工。
The first baptism is about 3,000.
第一次的受洗有3,000个人。
And the second baptism is about 5,000.
第二次的受洗有5,000个人。
Because during that time, the Holy Spirit worked mightily with all of them.
因为当时圣灵大大的跟他们同工。
But then you can see in the end of the book of Acts.
但是我们看到使徒教会的最后一段。
There's only one person that's preaching the gospel.
只有一个人在传福音。
And that person preach the gospel in a rented house, and that was Paul.
他在自己所租的房子里就是保罗在那边传福音。
So what does this mean for us?
这个对我们来讲有什么意义
？So whatever the Paul have finished, whatever Paul did not finish, we as a chosen people we must finish.
所以保罗没有结束没有给他结束的，我们身为一个基督徒，我们要给他完成结束。
Because Paul was waiting in a rental house.For us to continue his work.
因为保罗在这个租的房子等着我们要来给他完成。
So that's why between chapter 1 and chapter 28, there's much work that the apostle did, and we also must do the same.
所以我们从一章到二十八章，我们看到使徒们他们所做出来很多的事情，我们要同样的这样子做。
And whatever they did not finish, we must finish it.
那他没有做完的我们需要去给他完成。
So that's why now we're going to invite Preacher Liang to come to talk about the evangelical experience in True Church that based in the Book of Acts.
所以我们现在邀请梁传道来给我们讲说使徒行传真书。使徒行传看真耶稣教会。
And then after that, we will invite Deacon Moses Huang to give us a report on the Rutgers Campus Fellowship.
在之后我们请黄执事来帮我们做 Rutgers 校园团契的报告。
And then after that, we asked the Rosanna Outreach, the representative, to come also speak concerning that.
然后最后我们也请何善娜的小组来做报告。
So we ask Preacher Liang to come up.
So
the commission for the True Jesus Church is to revive the Apostolic Church.
So we need
to take a look at how the church has prospered.
那从使徒行传里面，我们可以找出教会发展的人数增加有几个原因。
And from the Book of Acts, we can discover there are several reasons why the number increased.
这个就是使徒教会宣道的经验。
Now this is the experience of the Apostolic Church.
那我们仔细看，我们真耶稣教会发展也是跟这几个原因有密切的关系。
And if we observe carefully, the growth of the True Jesus Church also has to do with these reasons.
主耶稣升天以前，把大使命交代门徒。
Before Jesus ascended to heaven, he entrusted the commission to the disciples.
在第一章的开始。
In the beginning of chapter 1.
但是第八节教导他们要等候上头的能力。
But in verse 8, he tells them to wait for the power from above.
然后才做见证。
And then go and bear witness.
所以主耶稣吩咐门徒要得着能力，神的国扩张才能够有功效。
So Jesus said to the disciples, "You need to receive power, then only then can the work being carried out effectively and efficiently."
今天我们仔细看我们真耶稣教会发展的过程。
So if we examine the progress of the True Jesus Church,
初代的工人非常有能力。
The workers in the early stage, they are very powerful.
所以圣工发展非常的快。
Therefore, the holy work was carried out quite quickly.
因此我们地方教会的发展。
Therefore, the growth in the local church.
当然需要计划。
Of course, we need planning.
但是我们要从第一章开始。
But however, we need to start from chapter 1.
要等候上头的能力。
We have to wait and receive the power from above.
然后在我们教会所负担的范围之内来做见证。
And in the area where our church is responsible for, we need to bear witness.
这个是最重要一件事情。
This is the most important.
但是常常是最被忽略的一件事情。
But often it is something that we always neglect.
不管我们有多少计划。
Does that matter how much planning we do?
如果没有上头的能力，
without the power from above,
这个计划本身并不能够成就什么。
The plan in and of itself would accomplish nothing.
所以这些门徒了解这个重要性。
So these disciples understand the importance.
他看到主耶稣上升以后，就开始进耶路撒冷祷告。
After Jesus ascended to heaven, they went to Jerusalem to pray.
在使徒行传第一章里面，
in the book of Acts chapter 1,
我们可以到第二章，我们可以看到所谓教会发展的三个因素。
And up to chapter 2, we can examine the three reasons why a church can grow.
一个是神力。
First of all, is the power from God.
一个是人力。
Second is the strength of man.
一个是财力。
And the other is strength of finance.
我们在 NCC 最后我们在讨论 budget.
And in NCC at the end, we talked about the budget.
在公司里面有多少的预算做多少事情。
In the company, how we can do only as much things as much as we have the budget for.
所以我们要做什么是以预算来做一个主要的决定因素。
And so whatever we want to carry out, it is based on the budget that we have already decided.
但是在神的国里面，
However, in the kingdom of God,
人力跟财力不能够跟神力画上等号。
The strength of man and the financial wealth we have cannot be drawn as an equal sign to where the power of God.
也不能够把这个三等份，神力的重要三分之一，人力三分之一，财力三分之一。
Nor can we set an equal partition to all these three areas that the power of God is a third, the man of God and the man of the power of man is a third, and the financial wealth is a third.
这是一个次序。
That is only that should be an order.
如果我们教会有神的能力，
if our church has the power of God,
神感动人，没有一个人能够抗拒神，会出来做工。
If God moves people, there is not one who will resist God to work for him.
如果我们教会有神的能力，
if our church has the power of God,
神感动人，钱会一直拿出来。
And God will move people that they will continue to offer their money.
所以只要我们有神的能力，人力就会出现，财力就会出现。
As long as we have the power of God, then there will be the strength of men and the wealth, the financial wealth.
所以当我们在讨论教会圣工的时候，最重要的不是考虑预算。
So as we discuss the work in the church, what's important is that we do not discuss about budget only.
最重要是神要我们做什么。
We need to find out what God wants us to do.
如果神要以色列百姓过约旦河行旷野，
If God wants the people of Israelites to cross the river Jordan and enter into the wilderness,
神就会赐玛拿，
Then God will give them manna.
神就会从磐石流水，
Then God will cause the water to come out from the
rock. 如果一件工作是神的旨意，
And if to do a certain thing is the will of God,
神就会感动人奉献财力。
Then God will move people to offer up their wealth.
所以我们教会圣工最重要考虑不是财力。
So in our consideration of the church work, the important thing is not about the wealth.
是神要我们做什么。
It is what God wants us to do.
我们有没有神的权柄在身上。
And whether or not we have the authority of God with us.
那其他的神都会解决。
And the others, God will take care of them.
所以他们开始祷告求圣灵。
And so they pray and they pray for the Holy Spirit.
那从第二章我们看圣灵充满。
And in chapter 2, we see that they are filled with the Holy Spirit.
第二章42节开始，好多人卖了财产，全部都拿来。
And in verse 42 of chapter 2, many people sold everything that they had and offered everything.
如果大家被神的爱充满，
If today everyone is filled by the power and love of God,
把我们存在银行的十分之一拿出来奉献。
And if we were to offer up just a tenth of what we have in our banks,
美国有哪一个圣工我没有办法完成？
Is there any work in the United States that we can accomplish?
神力是很重要的。
So the power of God is very important.
到了第六章，
And into chapter 6,
人不够拣选的人就出来了。
There's not enough people, and God caused them to appear.
因为使徒教会是一个被圣灵充满的教会。
Because the church of the apostolic time is a church that is filled by the Holy Spirit.
所以当我们在带领整个教会，第一个要务就是怎么让我们整个教会被圣灵充满。
So the important thing of leading a church is how do we cause our church to be filled by the Holy Spirit?
这个常常我们忽略了。
And this is something we often neglect.
所以第一章开始就是祷告。
And so chapter 1 started with prayer.
所以我们发展教会第一个就是怎么让祷告成为我们教会的一个传统，一个风气。
And so as we plan, we need to think about how we can create a habit and an atmosphere of prayer in the church.
然后我们看十二节开始就有120个人在祷告。
And we see verse 12, there's 120 people praying.
那我们仔细看这个120个人是谁。
And so who are these 120 people?
主要是三种人。
Three kinds of people.
那这个120个人就是使徒教会的一个核心。
And so these 120 three types of people are the core people in the apostolic church.
所以一个教会，你如果200个人信徒，你没有办法期待每一个人信心都一样。
If we have a church of 200 membership, we cannot expect everyone to have equal faith.
有人在前面，有人在后面。
There will be some in the front and some in the back.
但是教会发展一定要有一股核心的人。
But to have the church grow, we need to have a core group of people.
那这一群核心的人从祷告开始，一直到被圣灵充满。
And this core group of people started with prayer until they are filled by the Holy Spirit.
所以我们常常发现比较年轻的一代很会计划。
And so we discover those younger generation, they know how to plan.
这也可以说他们的专长跟恩赐。
And this is their talent and their what they're good at.
但是如果能够把祷告放在前面，
But if they can also place prayer before that,
再加上我们这种计划的头脑，我想圣工会更加的发展。
And plus the ability to plan, then I believe we will be even more prosperous.
那第一种人。
So the first type of people.
从十三节。
Verse 13.
彼得、雅各、约翰一直念下去。
Peter, James, and John, and so on.
一直到十三节结束。
Until the end of chapter verse 13.
十二个使徒。
These are the 12 disciples.
就是有职分的人。
And those are people with the titles.
啊，今天谁是有职分的
？So today, who are the people who has a whole office?
就是教会的长老、执事、传道、负责人。
These are the ministers, the elders, the deacons, and the board members.
所以我们一想到要什么复兴教会，我们第一个就想到要来开会。
So when you think about how we want to make our church grow, when you first think about that, we need to have a meeting.
其实从使徒行传这一群有职分的人是从祷告开始的。
And in fact, this group of people started with prayer.
所以怎么让我们的祷告成为服事的一部分，这是值得我们来思考的。
So how do we make prayer a part of our serving servitude? This is something we need to think about.
一个最容易的方法就是我们提倡在聚会前半个钟头到教会来祷告。
One simple way is to promote that we have a prayer half an hour before the service begins.
这有几个好处。
There are several benefits.
第一个。
Number one,
因为聚会前有祷告，所以你可以发现这个聚会的气氛不一样。
Because we have prayer before the service, we discovered the atmosphere of the service is different.
我曾经去过很多教会。
I've been to many churches.
有时候聚会奉主耶稣圣名开始，一半来到。
And I say in the name of Jesus Christ, we begin, and then there's only half membership appeared.
然后你第一次祷告完。
And after the first prayer,
就是来的再多一点。
And then there will be more who will come.
最后一次祷告，几个又进来了。
And then the last prayer, there will be a few more that will come in.
不只是这样。
Not only this.
有时候你会发现信徒来到教会好像很累。
Sometimes we see the members came to the church, but they have come, but they are very tired.
怎么昨天晚上睡了一晚上，安息日这么累了？
And that supposedly that they have slept whole night. How come they're so tired on Saturday?
等一下中午吃饭的时候谈股票谈政治，哇，生龙活虎。
And then at noontime they talk about stocks, they talk about politics, and they're so lively.
下午一聚会又很累。
And but in afternoon they're also still very tired.
为什么会这样？
How can that be?
因为这个灵里面没有通。
Because in the spirit, they do not have life in the spirit.
所以对属灵的事情没有感受力。
So they are not sensitive or they do not feel anything in the spirit.
所以你一讲属灵的事情，他就很累。
And so when you talk about something that is spiritual, they feel very tired.
但是你如果在一个教会常常祷告，你发现你在讲道的时候，你从听众你感觉到有一种回应。
But if we pray often in the church and as we deliver the sermon, we will feel there is a reaction from the congregation.
所以这第一个我们在聚会前推行祷告绝对好的益处。
And so this is the first benefit of holding prayer time before the services.
第一个就是大家聚会会准时。
And so the second is that people will come on time.
第二个大聚会的气氛不一样。
And I'm sorry, the first people will come on time. The second is that the atmosphere of the service will be different.
第三个。
Thirdly,
我们教会的同工有一个机会在一起祷告。
That the co-workers in the church can have an opportunity to pray together.
好，那这第一种人是有职分的人。
And so the first type are those people who hold office.
那这个有职分的人，我们仔细看彼得、雅各、约翰列在最前面。
And here says there's Peter, James and John. These people are listed first.
那彼得、雅各、约翰加拉太书说是教会的柱石。
And in Peter, John and James in Galatians, it was recorded that they are the pillars of the church.
所以我们今天在教会里面，我们在这里的大概都是教会的柱石。
And today, sitting among here with us, all of us today, we are the pillars of the church.
那这个柱石从哪里开始？
And where does this pillar begin?
从祷告开始。
We begin with prayer.
所谓柱石就是能够承担重量。
And to be a pillar, we have to be able to bear some weight.
那第一个重量压下来的就是祷告。
And the first weight that comes upon us would be prayer.
因为你要早一点起来。
Because we need to wake up a little bit earlier.
你要跪半个钟头。
We have to kneel there for 30 minutes.
教会圣锅不放盏，你要进食祷告。
And if the church holy work cannot be carried out, you have to fast and pray.
这种牺牲本身就是一个压力。
This kind of sacrifice, it is a burden.
所以对做教会的柱石，如果这个压力都没有办法承受，那就不要提到要再参其他的牺牲。
And so to be the pillar of the church, if we cannot even bear this kind of weight, we don't even need to think about other kind of sacrifices.
所以如果我们教会的负责人、长老、执事、传道、宗教教育系负责、宗教教育教员都来参加祷告会。
And so if all of the ministers and the council members and the RE coordinators and the teachers all come to participate in a prayer,
每一个教会你至少可以找到15个人。
Every church, we can at least find 15 people.
那再加上配偶最少有30个人。
And plus our spouses, then that would be 30 people.
那如果每个礼拜都有30个人聚会前在这里祷告半个钟头。
And if every week, prior to the service, there are 30 people praying 30 minutes before the service,
这教会圣工一定会进步的。
Then the work in the church must prosper.
所以我们一定要注重祷告，要让它成为一个风气，一个传统。
Therefore, we need to emphasize upon prayer and make it a habit and make it a tradition.
那才能够得到上头的能力。
Only then can we obtain the power from above.
那十四节说，这些人同着几个妇人。
And verse 14 talks about these people with some other women.
这个妇人还包括就是抹大拉的玛利亚，就是七个鬼主耶稣从身上把他赶出去。
And so Mary, so these women includes the Mary that Lord Jesus Christ has cast out seven demons.
就是得恩而且知道感恩的。
And they have received the grace from the Lord, and they know how to give thanks.
感恩需要有行动。
And to give thanks, that must also carry action.
有那个感动很好，但是需要有行动。
You have that kind of your touch that is very good, but you need also have action.
所以没有行动的感恩，就是很难让人了解到底我们的感恩在哪里。
So the thanksgiving without any action would be very difficult for other people to see why or how we are offering thanksgiving.
所以这个几个妇人也可以指的说他们是有感恩的人，他们就来加入这个祷告。
So these group of women, they are the people who wanted to give thanks and they came and pray.
所以教会愿意加入圣工的人，很多常常是对神有感恩的人。
So those people who are willing to participate in the work in the church are those who wanted to repay and thank God.
想要为神做一点事情。
They wanted to do a little bit for God.
那我们就从祷告开始。
And so we should start with prayer.
那再来是耶稣的母亲。
The next is the mother of Jesus.
主耶稣的母亲从小就知道耶稣就是圣灵怀胎生下来。
And the mother of Jesus understand from Jesus' young age that he was conceived by the Holy Spirit.
所以他对主耶稣讲的每一句话都反复思想。
And so every words she has spoken to Jesus or she have heard, she will think about it over and over again.
这也告诉我们，我们教会里面对这个主耶稣的价值，对圣工的价值认识得清楚的人，他就会很愿意加入圣工的行列。
It is to tell us those people who value Lord Jesus or those who value the work of God, they will participate in the work of God.
所以有的人他很喜欢做圣工。
And so there are people who loves to participate.
他也觉得这种奉献跟服事是最有意义的生活。
And they feel that this kind of service and sacrifice is the most meaningful life.
那他有这样的心那来加入祷告就不困难了。
So if they already have this kind of heart participate in prayer, it would not be difficult.
所以第二章开始，他们得圣灵，被圣灵充满。
So in chapter 2, they receive the Holy Spirit and are filled with the Holy Spirit.
所以他们能够突破犹太教的这个势力。
So they can break through the authority or the pressure from the Jewish Jewish religion.
40天前，主耶稣被钉在耶路撒冷。
40 days ago, Lord Jesus Christ was crucified on the cross.
你可以想犹太教的势力有多大。
Can you imagine the power of the Jewish sect?
主耶稣被钉死。
Because they could crucify Lord Jesus.
但是圣灵充满。
But when they are filled with the Holy Spirit,
讲得很有力量。
They can deliver powerful sermons.
好像刀在扎人的心。
They penetrate people's hearts.
就彼得起来讲道。
And so Peter stood up and
preached. 你们所钉死的耶稣。
That the Lord Jesus that you have crucified.
他已经复活。
He has resurrected.
他就是救主。
And he is your savior.
所以正道很短。
And so the sermon was quite short.
但是每一句话都扎到他们的心。
But every word penetrated their heart.
因为神的灵好像两刃的利剑
运行了。The power of God is like a double-edged sword.
所以神的话扎到他们心。
And so the word of God penetrated their hearts.
所以三千个人受洗。
And so 3,000 were baptized.
所以我们今天圣工要发展的一个起步就是怎么带领我们教会过一个祷告的生活，被圣灵充满。
So the beginning step of how we can lead our church is to how to build up the life of prayer so that they can participate in the church work.
我们刚刚有在讨论提案里面在讨论这个唱诗。
And in the proposal, we talked about having a hymnal worship.
圣经记载主耶稣唱诗只是说唱完诗他就出去了被钉十字架。
And the Bible recorded that Jesus, he sang him, and then he went out, and he was crucified.
不是唱诗不重要。
It is not that to praise and sing him is not important.
但是唱诗不能够取代祷告。
But singing hymns cannot replace prayer.
因为所有的神迹奇事出来，大部分如果从圣经都是从上头的能力被圣灵充满来的。
For we see a majority of the time when the power comes from above, it is through prayer.
这是我们在第一点是使徒教会的发展。
And so this is point number one, the growth of the apostolic church.
那整个这个使徒行传就是圣灵的带领的一部分工作。
And so the entire book of Acts records the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
到第十章。
Till chapter 10,
Cornelius, 信主,
Cornelius, he believed in the Lord.
突破种族的界限,
he has broken through the barrier of race.
谁计划的?
Who planned it?
没有人计划,
no one planned it.
彼得看到异象,
Peter saw a vision.
哥尼流看到异象,
Cornelius, he saw a vision.
两个异象合起来, 福音就传开了。
And two visions combined, and the gospel was preached.
福音怎么传到奈及利亚?
How can the gospel be preached to Nigeria?
没有人计划的,
no one had planned that.
我们一个工人遇到一个非洲人跟他传福音
met an African descent and he preached to him
怎么在那个时候遇到那个人就是神的带领啊
How can he met that person at that time? It is the guidance of God
你非洲的每一个国家传福音差不多都不是计划的
And all of the countries in Africa that we have preached to it is not by plan
就是圣灵带领你就遇到一个想要信主的人就这样就传进去了
It is by the guidance of the Holy Spirit we encounter a person who wants to believeAnd then the gospel entered into that country.
使徒行传十六章
In Acts chapter 16,
福音传到欧洲
And the gospel was preached to Europe.
我们看保罗有计划
We see that Paul had a plan.
但是他一直在修改他的计划
But he continues, continually changing his plan.
我们看十六章使徒行传十六章
Acts chapter 16.
第六节
Verse 6.
圣灵禁止他们在加亚细亚讲道这里说圣灵禁止他们在亚细亚讲道
And here says the Holy Spirit kept them from preaching there
他们有计划大概计划以后就一直祷告那神就禁止他们
And so they had planned and they had, when they had planned they prayed and when they prayed the Holy Spirit stopped them
那他就搬了到第七节到美西亚的边界
and So they changed plan and they went to the border of Mysia
然后要到推比推尼去
And then they want to go to Bethania.
然后耶稣的灵却不许。
But then the spirit of Jesus will not allow.
所以第二次他改变计划。
And second time they make change of plan.
所以到第八节后面到特罗亚去。
And so verse 8 at the end they went to Troas.
那到第九节他就看到异象。
In verse 9 they seen a vision.
马其顿呼声。
The calling of the Macedonian.
所以就到欧洲传福音。
They went to Europe to preach.
就建立了腓立比教会。
And the Philippi, the church in Philippi was established.
所以这个十六章我们看出他有计划，但是在计划之后，他不断的祷告，所以一直在修正，照着圣灵的带领来做事情。
So in chapter 16, we see that there is a plan, and they prayed and they continue to change the plan with the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
所以使徒行传圣功的突破都是借着圣灵的带领。
So the breakthrough of the holy work in the apostolic church are all done through the Holy Spirit.
我们今天要传福音，真的不晓得谁是神要拣选的。
And today we want to preach, but however we do not know who are the chosen people of God.
但是我们听到很多的见证，如果我们大家同心合意祷告，神自然就感动慕道者自己找来，或者感动信徒找到神要拣选，就很奇妙。
But we heard many testimonies that when we pray, then people and then God will move people to come to the church.By themselves, and they will receive the Holy Spirit and believe.
所以这个圣灵在真耶稣教会，我们要做宣道的工作，第一个要强调，绝对要强调就是圣灵。
And therefore, to do participate in the holy work in the traditional church, what we need to emphasize on is prayer in the Holy Spirit.
我们看第四章
，Chapter Four.
因为圣灵的能力，所以神迹奇事显明。
Because of the power of the Holy Spirit, there are miracles and signs.
我们看第四章的第 31节。
Chapter 4, verse 31.
祷告完聚会的地方震动，他们就被圣灵充满，放胆讲论神的道。
And so after they prayed, the place where their meeting was shaken, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and spoke the word of God.
这里讲啊，当初的使徒遇到逼迫。
At that time, the apostles they were persecuted.
彼得、约翰遇到逼迫。
Peter and John they were persecuted.
然后放出来，他们祷告到聚会地方震动。
And when they're released, they prayed together until that meeting place was shaken.
圣灵充满。
They were filled with the Holy Spirit.
那到了第五章。
And in chapter 5,
我们就发现神迹奇事显明，十二节。
We discover that there are miracles and signs. Verse 12.
主借着使徒在民间行了很多神迹奇事。
Apostle performed many miracles and signs and wonder among the people.
那信的人越多，十四节。
In verse 14, more people came were added.
因为神迹奇事显明。
Because there were miracles and signs.
很多人很多的困难，走投无路，来到教会，看到神迹奇事，神帮他们解决问题，他就信了。
Many people they ran out of options. They came to the church and God solved their issues or problems, and they believed.
所以我们在《使徒行传》里面可以看到主耶稣所行的，在他的身体使徒教会里面照样行出来。
And so we see that in the apostolic time, what Lord Jesus Christ has done on his body, the church, the apostles also can do.
今天我们真教会也有神的能力。
And so today, the true church, we also have the power of God.
医病赶鬼神迹奇事显明神的荣耀。
We can heal illness and cast out the demons. We can have miracles to glorify the name of God.
所以我想我们每一个人在地方教会都有看过，当神的荣耀显出来，很多人就信主。
So I believe that we have witnessed that when the glory of God has been manifested, many people come to believe.
我们看第二章。
Chapter 2.
使徒行传第二章。
Acts chapter 2.
四十七节。
Verse 47.
第二章四十七节。
Chapter 2, verse 47.
说赞美神得众民的喜爱，主将得救的人天天加给他们。
Praising God and enjoying favor of all people, and the Lord added to their number daily.
这个地方讲啊，使徒教会啊，天天有得救的人加进去。
Since the apostolic church has people added to their number every day.
以今天我们来讲，就天天有人洗礼。
So that is to say, today in our terms, that every day there will be baptism.
这是结果。
This is the outcome.
那为什么？
How can this be?
应该从四十三章一直到四十六章。这原因
should be from verse 43 to verse 46.
那我们看42节
verse 42.
他们都恒心遵守使徒的教训，彼此交接，擘饼祈祷。
They devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and fellowship, and to the breaking of bread and prayer.
这里在讲他们信主以后生活有一个很大的改变。
So here it says after they have believed, their life has a great transformation.
遵守使徒的教训。
They follow the apostles' teachings.
也就是他的生活已经真理化，能够表达，把真理在生活中表达出来。
That is, they can practice and show the truth in their daily lives.
那彼此交接就是团契，信徒之间有美好的团契。
And they have fellowship, they have a very good communion, communication with each other.
那擘饼常常一起感恩一起用饭。
And they breaking of bread, they give thanks together and eat together.
那祈祷从上头得能力。
And to pray, to receive power from above.
所以这种生活非常的喜乐。
So this kind of life is quite joyful.
所以在四十六节
So verse 46.
他们常常在一起，非常喜乐。
And they're together all the time, for they're all very happy.
所以得救的人就增加。
And so that they the number were added to them daily.
今天很多人在寻找一种心灵上的满足。
Today many people try to pursue a spiritual satisfaction.
但是这个满足世界上找不到。
But this kind of satisfaction cannot be found in this world.
那么在第二章的末头就看到神的国降临的那一种满足。
So in chapter 2 at the end, we see the satisfaction of the coming or the abundance of the kingdom of God.
公义、平安、喜乐。
Justice, righteousness, and joy.
所以这个教会如果大家生活有更新，神很清楚同在，你会发现很多人来了不想走，走了很想回来。
And there, so if we, our church, we have a transformation and we have a renewed life,
Many people will come and they will not want to leave. And if they were to leave, they will want to come back.
因为神就在这里。
Because God is here.
看不到，但是感受得到。
Cannot see him, but we can feel him.
神的那个平安喜乐在这里，神的爱在这里。
Because the peace and the joy of God and the abundance of God is here.
神的能力在这里。
The power of God is here.
所以今天怎么让我们的教会让人能够感受到神的同在，这个是信徒增加的一个很重要原因。
Today, how do we allow the members or other people to feel the abundance of God? This has to do with the increase of our number.
那这常常借着我们的团契啊，生活的更新来了。
And this comes through the fellowship and also the renewed life.
是，我说一下，我们在看很多的教会也有这个体验。很多的教会也有这个体验。
I see that many of the churches also have this kind of experience.
所以这是使徒教会发展的一个重要的原因。
And so this is a very important reason why the apostolic church that they were prosperous.
好，我们现在再看第八章。
Chapter 8.
使徒行传的第八章。
The Book of Acts, Chapter 8.
这个第八章我们上次有提过。
In Chapter 8, we had previously mentioned.
这个耶路撒冷门徒受逼迫，到处传福音。
The members in Jerusalem were persecuted, and then they scattered to preach.
这是个人布道。
This is the personal evangelism.
那到了十一章。
Till chapter 11.
十一章。
Chapter 11.
二十一节。
Verse 21.
主与他们同在，信而归主的人就很多了。
The Lord, 21, the Lord was with them, and a great number of people believed and turned to the Lord.
这个地方讲信而归主的人很多。
And so a great number believed and turned to the Lord.
为什么？
Why?
因为个人布道。
It is because of personal evangelism.
我们常常昨天有听到几个教会在报告。
Yesterday, we had heard some of the churches, they are reporting to us.
有很多的活动。
They have many different activities.
但是到最后我们发现这个活动花了很多人力，但是到最后要布道会的时候，有时候连一个两个都没有人来。
So we have spent much effort in doing and planning, by the end, there's not even a truth seeker.
所以这个值得我们思想这一些活动本身投入这么多，是不是有更好的方法来使我们的布道更有果效？
And so we need to think about that. We have spent much effort in all our activities to see whether or not there are other means that we can make better use of evangelism.
我们有时候常常看到一个慕道者来，有时候带四五个来。
We see that sometimes when a friend will come, he will bring four or five other people.
因为他有很多朋友。
Because he had many other friends.
所以他带很多来。
So he will bring many.
那我们在教会里面常常发现一个现象。
And in the church, we discover this one phenomenon.
就是布道会以前罪恶，这个不是罪恶感自责很深，因为带慕道者找不到一个。
And since prior to the service, the evangelical service, we have this guilt trip that we cannot find even one truth seeker.
那为什么找不到一个？
How come we cannot even find one to bring?
外邦的朋友断光了。
Because we cease our relationship with our non-believing friends.
那为什么断光了？
Why do we not have that kind of relationship?
大概两个原因。
There are two reasons.
第一个，属灵人要谈属灵话，外邦人谈太世俗了。
First of all, a spiritual person need to talk about spiritual things, and those people talk about secular things.
所以话不投机，就自然就断了。
And since we cannot find the common thread of conversation, we cease to have relationships.
第二个。
Second.
礼拜六聚会一天。
Saturday we have the entire day of service.
礼拜天访问做圣工。
And on Sunday we go visit and do other holy work.
礼拜一到礼拜五晚上聚会。
And Monday to Friday we attend services.
没有时间交朋友。
There is no time for us to have friends.
所以朋友在哪里？
So where are our friends?
所以有时候我们会享用一个很多这个游园会那个方式，有时候是因为我们对外面没有那个触角，已经都断光了。
And many times we want to have fair, it is because we had lost our extension to the outside people. All those extensions were severed.
所以怎么鼓励我们的信徒为着宣道能够在社会上多交一些广泛的去接触人，这个也是很重要的。
And it is also important for us to encourage the members to have a wide network with the people in in a society.
那这样他就有很多人可以带着来。
If that would be the case, then he will have many friends to bring to the church.
个人布道啊，这个是最有功效的一个方法。
And to have personal evangelism, this is the most efficient means.
这是值得我们来思想的。
This is something we need to think about.
我们回来哈，再少了一点。第六章。
And Forgotten One in Chapter 6.
使徒行传第六章。
The book of Acts, chapter 6,
第七节
verse 7.
神的道兴旺起来，在耶路撒冷门徒数目增加甚多，有许多祭司也信从了这个道。
The word of God spread, the number of disciples in Jerusalem increased rapidly, and a large number of priests became obedient to the faith.
就是说神道兴旺，好多人信主。
And so the truth of God was preached, and many people came to believe.
原因在什么？
What is the reason?
第一节到第六节。
From the reason is in verse 1 to verse 6.
我们仔细看，说希腊话的人跟像说希伯来话的人发怨言。
And we see that those who spoke in Greek complain to those who spoke in Hebrew.
同样是犹太人，但是文化成长文化不一样。
They're same type of people, Jewish people, but they grew up in different cultures.
但是我们看使徒怎么去解决这个问题。
But we see and we need to examine how the apostles resolve this problem.
使徒在解决问题不是因为文化不同，所以按着不同的文化分两间教会。
And the apostles did not separate them into two churches because they are two different cultures.
所以这第二节开始。
And so in verse 2.
但发现问题的症结就是使徒本来是祈祷传道的，他也去管饭食。
And that they discovered the apostles should be preaching and praying, and yet they are burdened with the daily distribution of food.
所以第三节就选出七个人有属灵的条件来管理饭食。
So in verse 3, they selected seven people who are full of the Holy Spirit to take care of all these.
那我们要专心以祈祷传道为事。
They need the apostles want to focus on prayer and ministry.
那这样一分工再合作，圣工就发展起来。
And as they work together, the Holy Word began to become very prosperous.
所以使徒教会就是这个十二个使徒还有长老他们。主要在做带领的工作。
And so the apostolic church are led by the 12 apostles, the elders.
那今天就是我们的教会的职务会。
And so that would be our council board today.
但是我们仔细看我们地方教会的职务会。
But if we examine the council board of our church,
现在美国有22间教会祈祷所。
We see that there are 22 churches and houses of prayer.
我们仔细统计2008年从一月到现在，我们开职务会花多少时间讨论行政，然后花多少时间讨论宣牧。
And so we can examine our minutes from the beginning of this year till now, how much time we have spent talking about administration versus evangelism.
所以绝大部分的教会大部分的时间都在讨论行政。
Majority of the time in our church, we talked about administration or logistics.
那一等到要讨论这个宣牧的时候，没有时间了。反正牧道者他自己会来就来了。
Until the time when we need to talk about evangelism, there is no time. We think that they will come by themselves.
其实这些行政工作是支援宣牧。
In fact, all these administrative work are supposed to support evangelism.
最重要是宣牧。
What's important is that we need to evangelize.
所以我们整个职务会的方向要扭转过来。
Therefore, we need to change the direction of the council meeting.
应该花更多的时间来讨论宣跟牧。
We need to spend more time to talk about evangelism and pastoring.
那很多的这个事务性的工作其实可以授权就给他们负责的人去做。
Many of other administrative work we can just delegate and then allow people to carry them out.
那如果能够这样把工作分得好，大家同心合意祷告求神带领，我们教会圣工就会不一样。
So if we can distribute the work, then we can focus on prayer and the ministry, then our work will prosper.
所以我们的理想是 教会每个人有事情做，每一件事情有人做。
The ideal is that everyone has been assigned and every task has someone to do it.
但是到了第六章
but in chapter 6,
我们看使徒是做很多事情。
We see that the apostles they try to do so many things.
但是很多人没事情做。
And many people they had nothing to do.
所以教会问题就出来了。
And that is why there are some problems in the church.
那这个一分工合作我们圣工就发展。
And so as they all have work, then the work the church prospers.
接下去，教会的合一是圣工发展一个重要因素。
And next, the unity of the church is an important factor in the growth of the church.
使徒行传第九章。
The book of Acts chapter 9.
使徒行传的第九章。
Acts chapter 9.
三十一节
，verse 31，
第九章三十一节。
Chapter 9, verse 31。
那时犹太加利利、撒玛利亚各处的教会都得平安，被建立。凡是敬畏主、蒙圣灵的安慰，人数就增多了。请读。
And the church throughout Judea, Galilee, and Samaria enjoyed a time of peace. It was strengthened, encouraged by the Holy Spirit. It grew in numbers, living in fear of the Lord.
你看到这个人数就增加，这是结论了。
The conclusion is that it grew in numbers.
这里没有再讲宣道。
No more talks about evangelism.
但是人数增加。
But however, it grew in numbers.
这个很奇妙，没有宣道，人数在增加。
Very mysterious and wonderful that without preaching, they increase in number.
为什么？
How can that be?
第一个，教会得平安。
First of all, the church enjoy peace.
那平安从哪里来？
Where does peace come from?
平安从公义来的。
Peace come from righteousness.
那个以赛亚书说公义带来平安。
The book of Isaiah says justice or righteousness bring about peace.
公义就是没有罪。
Righteousness means without sin.
没有罪，人跟人就会和睦。
And without sin, there will be harmony between man and man.
但是我有时候我们在看教会里面职务会很难同心。
Sometimes we discover in the council board there's no unity.
所以教会没有办法发展。
So the church cannot prosper.
不是没有心。
It is not that they don't have the heart.
也不是不想做。
It is not that they are unwilling.
没有神的祝福。
It is because they are without the blessing of God.
因为没有平安。
Because there is no peace.
没有平安就是神没有同在。
If there is no peace, there is no there is not abidance of God.
神同在的地方一定有平安。
Where God abides, there will be peace.
那为什么没有平安？因为有罪。
How come there is no peace? Because there are sin.
讲清楚一点，就是有罪。
Put it plainly that there are sin, sins within.
你同样职务会在开会。
Likewise, a council board is having a meeting.
如果大家都明白神的旨意
，If everyone understands the will of God，
知道神要我们怎么做
，We all understand what God wants us to do。
教会职务会怎么会不同心
？How can the council member have different how can they not be in unity？
那不同心就是有的人认为神要我们这样做，有的人认为神要我们那样做。
And not to be in unity is some people feel God wants us to do it this way and some the other。
意见不一样。
Difference of opinion.
有时候引起个人对立。
And then they cause the standoff between the people.
有的在采取抵制不合作。
And they will become they'll take opposition stands and will not cooperate.
有的时候虽然在表面上很好，内心有一个苦毒 bitterness 在里面。
And so some are good superficially, but within there is some bitterness.
这个教会就很难发展了。
And so if this is true, the church cannot prosper.
因为没有神同在。
Because there's not abidance of God.
神同在，你会很平安。
If God abides with you, you will feel peace.
因为如果别人的意见是神的旨意，那表示我们反对，我们站在神的对面。
And if other people, they have the will of God, if we oppose, we will stand in opposition. That means we oppose God.
问题不是我们的热心。
It is not. The question is not our zeal.
保罗热心为犹太教逼迫基督徒。
Paul was so zealous persecuting the Christians.
问题是我们没有看清楚神要我们怎么做。
The question is we are not clear about what God wants us to do.
所以保罗做出来的到最后他说主说你我就是你所逼迫的耶稣。
And at the end, Jesus told Paul that I'm the one who you persecute.
他说我是罪人，我是罪人的头。
And he said I'm a sinner, I'm the chief of sinners.
不是他不热心。
It is not that he does not have zeal.
是他所走的方向。 跟神要他走的不一样。
It is the direction that he takes is different from what God wants.
所以执会里面常常的对立就是对神的旨意了解不一样。
And so the opposition that arises from the council board, it is because we don't understand the will of God.
因此没有平安。
Therefore, there's no peace.
所以怎么让我们教会能够平安？
How can we allow our church to enjoy peace?
这样圣工才会发展。
Then our church will prosper.
有时候我们出来服侍神，但动机很单纯。
Well, we want to serve God, and we have a very simple motive.
但是服侍久以后，动机会变。
But after a long while, our motivation will change.
所以到最后，我们本身啊，变成问题的一部分，我们自己不知道。
At the end, we have become part of the problem, and we ourselves don't know it.
所以要让我们大家都很平安，就是要竭力的消除我们成为问题的一部分。
And so to allow all of us to live in peace, we need to find a way to remove the opposition.
好，那这样啊，就被建立起来。
And if we can do so, then we will be established.
蒙圣灵的安慰，因为圣灵在当中运行。
We will be comforted by the Holy Spirit because the Holy Spirit is working within us.
那人数就增加。
And then we will grow in numbers.
所以我跑过很多真耶稣教会。
So I've been to many different churches.
我常常发现执务会没有办法同行，这是最大的关键。
And discover that if the council board cannot be in unity, that is the greatest problem.
有的是因为文化的原因。
And some are it is due to the cultural issues.
有的人是因为这个年纪
and some,
两代的原因
because of the differences in age.
但是有时候我们在看这个，我们现在在看这个 NCC.
But now we see that when we hold NCC,
这是一个工作的传承。
This is a passing on of work.
不只是讨论议案。
Not only that we talk about the proposals.
如果每一次对真理有很深入的研讨。
If every time we can take a deep study of the truth,
然后有很好的团契
and we have very wonderful fellowship,
我们可以看到十年以后
we can witness after 10 years,
整个我们的教会是新的一代在负责
that the entire church will be carried forth by the new generation.
但是真耶稣教会的方向不会改变
but the direction of the true church will not change.
而且两代之间不会对立。
And that there will be no differences between the generations.
因为我们有真理做根基，而且有美好的团契。
Because we have the truth as our foundation, and plus we have good fellowship.
我们的对话是站在真理的立场。
And our conversation will be standing upon the perspective of the truth.
是圣灵在当中运行。
It is the Holy Spirit that works.
那这样这个圣工传承到下一代，我们能放心。
And if the baton is passed on to the next generation, will be quite at ease.
教会不是在对立当中成长的。
The church should not grow up in terms of opposition.
因为教会不是社会的政治，需要有反对党才会进步。
Because the church is not a political body that it needs an opposition for it to improve.
教会是基督的身体。
The church is the body of Christ.
我们需要有基督来做我们的头。
We need to have Christ as the head of the church.
高举基督
，and we need to lift up Christ，
这样我们教会才会平安。
Only then can we enjoy peace in the church。
然后圣工会发展，人数就会增加。
And then the church work will prosper and will grow in number。
所以如果因为我们坚持自己的意见
，and if it's because we want to insist on our own opinion，
使我们的投入热心阻挡圣工的发展。
And that our zealous, our fervency stops the progression of the holy work.
那我们是对不起神。
Then we have sinned against God.
所以这里讲人数增加，没有提到宣道。
Here says it grew in number, not even talking about there's no mentioning of evangelism.
教会得平安。
It is because there's the time of peace.
凡事敬畏神。
And everyone fear the Lord.
什么叫敬畏神？
What is fear of the Lord?
当你奉耶稣的名在开会，
When we have the meeting in the name of Lord Jesus,
神就在我们当中。
And God is there with us.
那我们把神拿到哪里去？
And so where have we placed our God?
我们所做的讲的每一句话，
all of the words that we say
都是出于我们对神的尊敬。
It should be out of our fear of God.
所以我们想的每一句话都要想，这个跟神的旨意是不是一样？
And so every time what we say, we need to think, whether or not this is in accordance of God's will.
对整体的教会有没有益处？
Has this do we bring benefit to the entire church?
所以教会的发展。
Therefore, the progress of the church
是从敬畏神开始的。
Comes from the fear of the Lord.
因为敬畏神，神就有分量。
For if we fear God, God will take some take us some space in our heart.
我们对自己的意见、自己的看法就会有节制。
And toward our own opinion and our own views, we will have some constraint.
加上圣灵的安慰啊，那人数就增加。
Plus, if we enjoy the comfort from the Holy Spirit, the number will increase.
所以我们很希望啊，哪一个地方教会祈祷所如果不能够同心。
So at the end, I would like to say, if at any place, church or houses of prayer that you do not find unity,
很可能我们教会不能发展，就是因为在这里。
The very reason why we cannot prosper, it is because of that.
我们需要在神面前检讨悔改。
And we need to repent and of our deeds.
重新开始。
And to restart.
这是人数增加的使徒教会一个原因。
And so these are the reasons why the numbers increase in the apostolic church.
我记得有一次的 NCC，
I recall there was one NCC，
有一个代表起来说为我们教会祷告。
There was a representative who asked that please all place for my church。
那个时候我负担那间教会。
At that time I was in and I was a resident pastor of that church。
礼拜五聚会不到十个人。
Friday night, when the service is less than 10 people.
一个弹琴，一个翻译，你上去领会，你不晓得看哪里。
One is leading the hymn, the other one is interpreting. As you stand on the pulpit, you don't know where to look.
有一个领会者上去说，今天外面很冷，里面比外面更冷。
And so there is a pastor or sermon leader who went out and said, outside is really cold, but inside is even colder.
因为那段时间教会有人事问题。
Because there are some personnel issues within the church at that time.
后来大家祷告。
Later people prayed.
神的灵运行。
And the Holy Spirit worked in there.
所以以后那个教会就开始进步。
And then the church began to improve.
以后做不下去宗教教育就在树下搭帐篷在里面聚会。
And later on, we cannot contain everyone, and they had to even set up tents so that they can hold RE classes.
以后就。买另外一个教会。
And later on, they are able to purchase
another church. 所以合一是教会发展绝对的必要。
Therefore, unity is the absolute must for the prospering of a church.
我看使徒行传十七章。
The Book of Acts, chapter 17.
使徒行传十七章。
The Book of Acts, chapter 17.
十一节
，verse
11，十七章的十一节
，chapter 17 verse 11。
这个地方人，先于帖撒罗尼迦的人，甘心领受这个，天天查考，要晓得这道是与不是。
And now the Bereans were more noble character than the Thessalonians, for they received the message with great eagerness and examined the scripture every day to see.If Paul, what Paul said was true, verse 12.
所以他们中间多有相信的。也有希腊人，还有尊贵的妇女，男子也不少。
And so many Jews believe, so did many prominent Greek women and many Greek men.
这个地方讲信主的人不少。
Here says many people believed.
因为皮利亚人天天查考圣经。
Because the Bereans they study the Bible every day.
所以好多人跟他们一起查经了，就被道理吸引了。
And many people study the scripture with them, and they were attracted to the truth.
所以这里告诉我们，在世界上有很多人是渴慕道理的。
And it tells us that in this world there are many people who longs after the truth.
我们常常跟他们一起查考圣经，神的话感动他们，他们就会信了。
And if we study the word of God with them and God touched them, they will come to believe.
所以一起祷告一起查经如果有神的灵运行我们就觉得我们在这里真好。
And so if we pray together, we study the word of God together, and if the Spirit work with us, we'll feel it's wonderful to be here.
我记得这个波士顿祈祷所初期刚刚在发展的时候。
I recall when the Boston Prayer House, when they just started.
那个时候大概是 Ruthy 刚刚信主。
I believe at that time, Pastor Ruthy just believed in the Lord.
一群青年常常在一起，他们每天在一起。 读圣经祷告。
A group of youth, they gather together every day, they pray, they sing hymn and together.
不是活动为主。
And they do not center themselves with activities.
啊，有时候一起出去。
Sometimes they also enjoy themselves out
together. 但是就是以查经祷告为主。
But they would have prayer and also study Bible as the main emphasis.
感动了好多人。
Many people were touched.
我们在这里真好。
And so it is wonderful to be here.
所以教会的圣宣道工作不一定要很多的活动才可以推展。
So the evangelical work of the church does not require many, so many activities before it can make progress.
有很多人是渴慕道理的。
Many people they already long after the truth.
如果祷告足够，跟他查考圣经一章一章查下去，他看到道理的好处，他就会信。
If we pray enough and we study the Bible scripture with them, and gradually they see the benefit of the truth, they will believe.
所以使徒教会的圣工发展。
So the growth in the apostolic church.
这几个原因，我们今天在真教会里面都体验到。
And there are these reasons, and we experience them also in our church.
这也是我们地方教会要发展的一条路线。
And this is also the direction of how we can grow in our local churches.
所以请我们回到圣经来寻找我们的路线。
So let us return to the Bible to find our ways.
一起默祷。
Let us have a silent prayer.
阿们。
Please thank God by Preacher Liang's sharing, we can see very clearly how the church grew in the book of Acts.
我们感谢神，梁传道跟我们分享，我们可以看到《使徒行传》怎么样让教会一直成长。
So we can see that the church started with being filled with the Holy Spirit.
可以看到教会开始是被圣灵充满。
And only then they can live a transformed life.
在之后信徒才能够活出一个更新的生活。
And after they live a transformed life, their life itself manifests miracles and signs.
在他们更新的生活里面看到神迹和奇事。
And only then they can share the work and unity as a chosen people of God.
在之后他们才能够一起同工同心同工来传福音。
So because the church is filled with unity, then it's automatically for them to go out to evangelize the people.
因为他们同心同工，他们就有办法出去来宣传神的道理。
And then those who hear the truth, they be very attracted to it.
那些听到神道理的都被道理吸引。
Because they not only to preach the truth, but they live by the truth.
因为他们不但是传扬真理，他们是活出真理。
So you can see it's very clear we need to go back to the Bible.
我们可以看到很清楚的是，我们要回到圣经。
We always say that we do not fight with flesh and blood, but against the devil himself.
所以我们常知道，我们不是用血气来跟撒旦征战。
And only with the Spirit of God we can truly can evangelize and break through to all the different obstacles that's in front of us.
只要靠着神的圣灵，我们才有办法突破所有一切我们面对的。
I know everybody's tired. Let's all rise up and sing one hymn while we're waiting for Diego and Huang to get on Skyping.
那我们现在一起唱诗，我们等黄执事。
Let's sing him 282.
282首。282.